A very special welcome to you all on this Easter Sunday, and especially to any of our guests who are joining us, your family and your friends. Very happy to celebrate our Easter joy with you this weekend. You know, one of the chief complaints about Christianity throughout the ages is that there was no witness to the resurrection. We didn't catch it on film. We don't even have an audio recording, although I don't know that there would have been any sound. And this leads some people to believe that it's not true. But the witness of the resurrection comes in its emptiness. The emptiness of the cross. The emptiness of the clothes. And the emptiness of the tomb. Some say that the 11 apostles came during the night, overpowered the two Roman guards, rolled away the stone, and stole his body. But you know, it's clear from Scripture, even our gospel today, that they didn't understand that Jesus was to rise at all. They didn't know about the resurrection. Only afterwards do we figure out what Jesus meant with all those words prefiguring the resurrection. And so it's clear from the witness of Scripture that the apostles, they would have had to have this mass conspiracy where they wrote down that they thought he was going to rise, and then they stole his body, and it gets pretty hairy. But even if they had thought to steal his body, I don't know if any of you have experience stealing bodies, but I don't know that I would have taken the time to take the burial clothes off of it before I stole it. I probably would have just picked it up and ran. And then to keep this secret going for 2,000 years, I'm sorry, I just don't buy it. There is a failure to witness, though, and it doesn't come from a lack of people at the time. God and all his angels witnessed the resurrection. The failure comes in our lack of witness. A witness is one who declares the truth. And sometimes that's us. When we fail to make our Catholic faith the center of our lives and homes, when we fail to witness to our faith in the workplace and live it boldly and not ashamed, because it is the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. And ironically, faith comes and witness comes out of a sort of emptiness. As was said in the reading today, when we get rid of the old yeast and we put in the new, when we get rid of, we empty ourselves out of the bad. That's what we've really focused on Holy Thursday and Good Friday. And then we fill ourselves up with new life as we celebrate the resurrection this Sunday. A new way of living. Going out and boldly proclaiming to the world, a world that desperately needs Jesus Christ. And every single one of you sitting in the pew here today is a witness, is a preacher of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and how Jesus Christ can empty you of your sin and bring you new life. So today, as you celebrate the resurrection, let your emptiness be filled with new life. And let that new life be a witness to the world of the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.